announcer, ask them to make sure they either let me or Joni know how many are coming, okay, so we can call ahead. Okay?
Either you or Joni.
Right. No, you go ahead and do your thing, all right?
Friends of Alamo United Methodist Church. That is Alamo, the place to be on Sunday mornings, and even if I'm not here, I should be. For anyone looking for a new church home or just one to visit, join us any Sunday morning at 10:30. We're located at 4071 North Foster Road. Everyone is always welcome. The scripture selected for opening of our worship this morning is Psalm 19, taken from the New King James Version of our Bible. It discusses the perfect revelation of the Lord. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows His handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them He has set a tabernacle for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices like a strong man to run its race. Its rising is from one end of heaven, and its circuit to the other end, and there is nothing hidden from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, more than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and in keeping them, there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from secret faults. Keep track of your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless, and I shall be innocent of great transgression. And Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Oh Lord, we ask this morning. Lord, we come before you, Lord. First of all, before we ask for anything, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for another day. Thank you, Lord, even when it rains. Thank you, Lord, even when the sun doesn't shine. Thank you, Lord, because we know every day is a gift from you. Every breath is a gift from you. And we just want to say thank you this morning. We're grateful that all that you did for us in 2024, and we're looking forward and holding on to you, Lord, to carry us through 2025. Bless this congregation, Lord, from the oldest to the youngest. Empower them with your spirit so that they may go out and be the servants you want them to be. But most of all, Heavenly Father, teach us and help us to love one another. Thank you. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Good morning. Good morning. Would you stand with me, please? And why do I have my glasses on?
Now, would you look around and wave at each other?
Yeah, there you go. Okay. Amen. Amen. Now, I would ask you to go a step further. How about shaking hands with the person next to you? Let's do that. You don't have to stand up. Just shake their hand. You see, we're Methodists, and we have a method to our madness, all right? Amen. Amen. Sisters, Sandra Boykins came up with a great idea, a Lenten idea, a Lenten project, if you will. And it's real simple, and I thought I'd bring it before the church, and hopefully you'll be able to partake in this. And it's really, it's all on you, and it's a Lenten prayer calendar. A Lenten prayer calendar, your own personal calendar. And what you would do, you would take somebody off of this prayer list right here that we have, our bulletin, someone off our prayer list, and even if there's someone not on here, you would take that person, and starting from Ash Wednesday to Easter, the end of Lent, you would pray for that particular person. That's pretty simple, isn't it? Now, what I'm hoping this will get you, if you're not already into it, into the habit of praying for one another. Amen? So think about that project. It's pretty easy. Just make up a calendar from Ash Wednesday to Easter. Pick somebody to pray for. Pray for that person or persons. All right? Okay.
You stand for our opening hymn. Oh, worship the King.
Dear God, we ask that you bless the offering already, because each of us is giving as our hearts guide us. And Lord, we ask that you take whatever is received and make it be sufficient for whatever needs you have set aside for it. Be with us, Lord, in this and all other things. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Chapter 2, verses 8 through 10. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. This is the word of God. Amen.
sing that over again. That was great. That was really good. Yeah.
Please join me in praying for our pastor as he comes to bring God's message to us. And Heavenly Father, we give you thanks that you have already given Ted the message that you want us to receive and you want us to take to the communities wherein we live and function. Everyone will need to hear just what we have in our minds. Be with us, Lord Jesus, and be with Ted as he does the works of being the pastor of the congregation. Lord, sometimes it's a piece of cake, other times not so much. But we thank him that he just does it and does it so well. Be with us, Lord Jesus, in this and all other things. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Well, folks, good morning. I tell you, I had a conversation with the DS not long ago, and he said, Ted, we're going to have to get you to put that fishing trip off a little bit. I said, well, all right, that's okay. He says, we want you to stay till June. So I says, okay. You know, I don't have a problem with that, but because I can still go fishing. I just wanted to go hang out down in Port Aransas for 2 or 3 weeks in March and just, you know, whatever. But anyway, thank the Lord for his goodness, amen. You get to hang on, you get to put up with me a little bit longer, all right? Well, if it's any consolation to you. If it's any consolation to you, Tess has been putting up with me for over 50 years, so, right, so it can be done. It can be done. Amen. Our message this morning is the fourth part, the last part in a back-to-basic series that we've been going through. This is the last part. The first three parts of it was, I believe, if you can remember, it was prayer. The other one was scripture. And what was the other one? Oh, my goodness. Confession. Prayer, scripture, and confession. This morning, we're going to talk about service, our faithful service to the Lord. Now, if these basics sound a little familiar to you, they should. Not only are they essentials, the foundation of our faith, but if you look in your Methodist hymnal, I believe, they are what we call our what? Our Methodist, what do we call that in Methodist when we join the church? Our vows, our membership vows. Does that sound familiar when you join? You had to say you'd give the Lord your prayer, your scripture, your time, your service. Back to the basics is what we're going to do. I believe sometimes you got to get back to the start of what you're doing, so you can go forward. And today we want to talk about our faithful service. Our faithful service. You see, I got to tell you this. One of the most profitable things that you can do to study God's word is learn what Jesus would do. Learn at the Master's feet. And as I said, we've already discussed prayer and scripture and confession. And this is something we ought to be doing on a daily basis anyway. I mentioned that Lenten project, but in reality, folks, we should be doing that every day. Amen? Amen. That's just a project, but that's something that the Lord requires of us to do all the time. It's to what? Pray for one another. Pray for one another. And read the scripture so you can know what that preacher is talking about. And you can learn and grow, you know. Because when you learn at the feet of Jesus, that's where he is. That's where we can reconnect with our Savior, with our King. That's where we get all the fuel necessary to go and do good deeds in service to others. So in our service to others, we got to remember this, that we're trading our time and our treasure so that others may experience the very love of Christ. That is the and that's going to be what we're going to talk about today, that service that the Lord has given us. And I tell you what, folks, it's not just any kind of service. This is service for the King. This is kingdom-minded service. So when you think about serving others, I imagine some images come up in your mind. And if I were to ask you to trade in your time, your talents, and all your treasures in order to serve and to help others, what would you do? What in the world would you do? How would you do that? Well, there's a whole bunch of ways that you can serve others. You can give your money. You can get involved in some type of mission project. You could go on a mission trip. There's hundreds of ways that you could serve others. And we could go through them. We wouldn't have time. But we're going to look at what would the Master do? What would Jesus do? Now, many years ago, some of you, well, I guess, yeah, you're pretty young in here, so maybe you don't understand, never heard of this. Remember the WWJD bracelets years ago? Does that ring a bell? Do you know where that came from? I always wondered where that came from. So I looked that around, and actually, what would Jesus do? That phrase actually goes way back to the 1800s by a preacher by the name of Charles Spurgeon. That was something he always asked. What would Jesus do? So that's not something new that they came up with. But that little bracelet, it began as a project in a youth group in Holland, Michigan. And they had no idea. And that pastor, all she wanted to do was just find some kind of way for her student to remember what would Jesus do. So she had them make these little bracelets up. And as you probably know, they just kind of took off. You started seeing them everywhere. So that but that's a good phrase. What would Jesus do? How would he go about serving others? So if you want to know that, let's look at this. Matthew 20:28. It says, "For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others and to give his life as a ransom for many." What would Jesus do? He came to serve others. He came so that he could be a servant. And that is what we should do. You see, he didn't come for us to he didn't come to be served. He came so that he may help others. He came to trade his life, his energy, his time, and everything he had, so that others like me and you, we could have eternal life. And as we follow him and learn to live like him, we are called to give our lives like he did. And the reason why is so that others may experience life. So and we have a lot of objections to this. Lord, and this is what the Lord does. He answered all these objections throughout the gospel. He say, you may be saying, well, there's people I don't like. There's people I just don't like, Lord. And then he tells us in Matthew 5:44, he says, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. But Lord, what about them folks and them people that I don't even know? And the Lord would probably tell you the story of the Good Samaritan in Luke 10:25-37. So, Lord, okay, all right, well, what about those day-to-day things when I'm just having a terrible day, a bad day, and I just can't function and do anything, and people come near me, I just want to slap them. And he says this, and the Apostle Paul tells us on this, he says, but he said, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weakness,
so that Christ's power can rest in me. The Apostle Paul said that he will even boast more in his weakness. And the reason is because it gives all the glory to Jesus. So you can say on the one hand, be confident in your weakness, and God can use what already you have to offer. But the truth is, even all you can do is send a text message. All you can do is pick up the phone and call somebody. All you can do is just say, hello, how are you? That'll be great. There's all kind of things you can do. All kind of things that are made available to us. So I like to think of doing the small things first. The small things. I tried something. I made a promise to myself. I put some gospel tracks, and I've got some door tags for the church right there in the living room. So when I get all these Spectrum internet people and the siding people and, oh my goodness, what else, the yard people, I said, I tell you what, my friend, you give me your card and I'll give you my card. I made it a point, you know, and I'm not trying to run away. I found that that is a great way to introduce people to Jesus. Amen? You know, you're bothering me, so I'm going to bother you with something that can actually give you life. Amen? Amen. So our service is very important. Now, the second thing that might come to your mind that the Apostle Paul is saying in to the letter in Corinthians about service, he says, remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each one of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly, are under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver, and God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things at all times, having all that you need, you will be abound in every good work. Now, Paul is definitely here talking about money, but I can also say this is a great principle about your service as well. Amen. This can go for your service as well. He wants us to be able to serve him. You see, the Lord wants in our service, he wants all of it. All of it. 100% of you. Don't want 98, he wants 100%. So that he can do the work that he has for you to do. He needs all of you. He needs all of us. So what would Jesus do? He would, and he did, dear ones. He offered himself to others. He gave himself to do the work of the Father. And we are called to follow his example. You say you want to be like Jesus? You say you want to, the Lord, I want to grow in you, and I want to be just like you? Well, here's your chance. Your service, your faithful service, gives you that opportunity to be just like the master. But you know what, dear ones? It's going to cost you. It's going to cost you some TV time. It's going to cost you some fishing time. It's going to cost you some time. Maybe you might lose some friends. I don't know. But the Lord wants all of you for his service. And something else. Have you ever had a feeling deep down in the pit of your stomach that, hey, you know, there's got to be more for me in this world than what I'm doing? You know, there's got to be more than this mediocre life that I'm just kind of plodding around and just doing nothing, going from A to B, you know, doing it. My life is so mundane and mediocre. Some of you may be feeling like that. Well, let me say this to you this morning to encourage you. This is what he says in Ephesians 2:10. He says, for we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. You see, you wonder, Lord, well, what's in this for me? What can I do to get my life going? The Lord says, serve me. He tells us that we are served and created for service to the Almighty. That's why we're here, dear ones, so that we can serve the Lord. Not ourselves, but we serve each other. We were created for good, for good works. We're not saved by good works. I don't want to confuse you and tell you something that's not biblical. You're not saved by good works, but you're saved to what? To do good works. Those good works come because of your salvation. So now that when you wonder, well, Lord, what am I to do? Get into Scripture. Get in the Word and find out what the Lord wants you to do. And I can tell you right now what He wants you to do. He wants you to be a servant to others. He wants you to be a servant right where you are. You don't have to go to Africa or anywhere to serve anywhere. You can serve right here in Bexar County. Right here in this area, there's a place for you to serve. Right here at this church. Amen? Amen. So remember, what would Jesus do? He came to serve others. He came to give His life. That's what He did. We want to be like Him. Then we came, then we must serve others. There's a great narrative, I believe, in the Bible. I want to say John, where His disciples, maybe in Luke, they were having this discussion of who's better and who's not better. Well, they got James and John, they got their mother involved. Isn't it amazing how you always figure if you get mama involved, you can get whatever you want. Well, mama went to Jesus and said, Lord, I want you to let my two sons, James and John, serve on the right, one on the left. You know, they are your favorites. You know, they're always around you. But Jesus told them this. He says, it's not for me to give them that. That is reserved for my Heavenly Father. He's giving it to those that have already, He's already spoken for that. If you want to be the best in the kingdom of heaven, you have to be the least. Boy, that just doesn't sound right, does it? In the kingdom of heaven, Jesus said, if you want to be the first, then you got to be the last. And that means we have to serve others. We have to put self aside, and then we have to serve others. I thank God, I thank Him that He's made this perfectly clear for us. That now we know the very basics, the very foundations of our faith. Scripture, prayer, confession, and now our service. Now we know what to do. And the last thing He wants us to do is what? What do you think the last thing that you've got all this great information? What does He want you to do now? Want you to go home and watch football? What do you think? Anybody? What do He want you to do now? He wants you to share it. He wants you to use it. He wants you to go out and serve others. Amen? Amen. Don't forget that. That's very important. That is, those are the very roots of our Christianity. That's what we do. We serve others so that we can glorify God. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We give thanks to You, gracious and merciful Heavenly Father. Oh, how You've blessed us, Lord. Oh, how You've taught us how we might serve. And now we ask, Lord, that You enable us to do this. That, Lord, that You put in our hearts a fire that just won't go out, to be a servant for You. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. If you want Jesus. How many of you want Jesus to do something for you this morning? Amen. I do. I know I do. If you want Him to do something for you, the Bible says all you got to do is what? Ask. The altar is open for anyone who wishes to come, or even in your seat, who want to ask the Lord, Lord, help me to do whatever it is that I need to do. Help me, Lord, to get over my fear. Help me to get over my issues. Help me to get over this and that. But help me to be a servant. Ask Him to do that. And you know what? If you ask Him in faith, He'll do it. Amen. And the invitation. Would you please stand?
Brother, sister, let me serve you. Let me be as Christ to you. Pray that I may have the grace to let you be my servant too.
Bless you and keep you and hold you tight. Amen. I pray that he puts the fire in every one of you. That it just won't stop, and you, all you want to do is serve the Lord. God bless you this morning. Amen. Thank you.
Please join me in the prayer that Jesus taught us when he said, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
As we depart from here today, let us remember to watch out for the traffic, which can be dangerous. Remember those less fortunate than ourselves, and continue to pray for those who are homebound or ailing in any way. Be friendly, be safe, and join us again here next Sunday to receive the message that our pastor will bring to us. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Would you stand for our closing hymn? Joyful, joyful, we adore thee.
Joyful, joyful, we adore thee, God of glory, Lord of God. Hearts on both thy clouds before thee, opening to the sun above. Melt the clouds of sin and sadness, Lift us to the joy divine.